no food inherently makes you fat. Excess calories make you gain excess body fat. So, like, yes, if you can, if you overeat broccoli, broccoli can make you fat. It would just be
you'd
very...
You'd have to eat a lot.
You'd have to eat a lot. You'd probably be sick before you get there.
You'd have bad wind.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be the most enjoyable. Now, could you overeat on lots of fruit to make it so you become fat? Like, I mean, you can eat a box of grapes, probably got like 500 calories in it.
It's a lot easier to overeat on fruit than it would be vegetables, yeah, right?
But it's still like in context, like, and we've said this before, like if nobody's, it's easy to drink a, you know, an apple juice with five squeezed apples in it than it is to actually eat five. I don't think I've ever seen anyone eat five apples. I'm sure, you know, there's a person out there that can. But
two would be the limit for most people. Like you have one, you're like, oh, that was really nice, I'll have another one. And
I don't think
it.
I've ever gone back another second apple.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, only because we get little ones for Nate.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I mean, probably anytime I've seen Americans come over to the UK, they actually think our apples are like so cute. They're just like tiny because their foods are just so like, it's like twice the size of your fist as an apple over there. But even still, like, you know, you typically are not over consuming on some fruits. Some, yes, you can. But fruit isn't inherently bad. It's full of vitamins, minerals, fiber. It is satiating. Yes, it's got sugar in it, but it doesn't mean that, like, again, it's this whole demonization.
Yeah, well, let's just talk about that whole sugar is bad thing, shall we? Because actually, your body really likes sugar. Mm-hmm. So we are wired to want to eat it. And there's a reason for that, because it is the most accessible energy source for our bodies to use.
Yeah.
So if you think about evolution, your body wants to be efficient. You didn't want to have to spend hours and hours a day trying to forage enough food to stay alive. So you learned, if I just eat a bit more sugary foods, that gives me energy that's really quick and easy to access. I don't have to waste another hour trying to find something else.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
And it's what your brain likes to use. It's what your muscles like to use. So it is not bad. Your body is evolved to use sugar. It's fine. However, where I think this fruit makes you fat business comes from, there is some science. You can see how someone's taken that, twisted it, and then been like, aha.
This is the problem with a lot of these other, you know, podcasts that we were saying that talk about health or all these other issues, is that anyone nowadays can find a reference and a point and a study to back up the singular point that they are trying to make. Like, you can do it. And it's like most of the time it's completely blown out of context and it just leads people to say ridiculous things like fruit is bad for you.
Yeah. Let's just explain why. Because I think when people hear it, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I can see maybe where someone got it from. So basically, you've got different types of sugar. You've got glucose, you've got fructose, you've got sucrose. If we look at like table sugar, that's like half glucose, half fructose. So that's where these stupid claims like a banana is worse than table sugar because a banana just has fructose.
Yeah.
However, fructose is not the devil in itself, but if you are eating too much fructose, then your liver can't deal with it because that's where fructose is dealt with rather than glucose gets metabolized all through your body. Your liver can't deal with that much fructose, and so it starts to turn it into fat. Hence how you can see...
But only if you were to consume...
Only if you were to consume too much. And this study that this is...
But only as well if you were to consume more calories than you burn.
No. So that's where this whole thing comes from. So if you would then burn the fat, but your body would still, before you burnt the fat, turn the fructose into the fat for you to then burn.
Okay.
But the study that this comes from is that you would have to have 255 grams of fructose a day before that starts.
Is that 255 grams of sugar?
Fructose, yeah. Not sugar, like spoons of sugar, because that's half glucose, half fructose.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that.
So you'd have to have like 500 grams of sugar.
Shit.
Yeah. So let's put this in the context of how many apples or bananas you'd have to get to have 255 grams of fructose. Like 25.
Yeah, no one's doing that.
Because the average banana or the average apple has about 9 grams of fructose in it. No one's doing that. But people who are eating processed foods very well might be having high amounts in high fructose corn syrup or added sugar in other ways into their food.
Right, yeah.
So if you are drinking sugary drinks, easy.
You know, like a glass of orange juice or like Innocent smoothies and stuff. It's like 50 grams, 60 grams of sugar in one of the smoothies or in some of the fruit ones I've had before. And it's just not worth it sometimes. I don't even think it's worth your teeth and how you feel afterwards. Like the only time I would actually think you would need upwards of 40 to 50 grams of sugar in a sitting would be after like the most intense workout of your life.
Yeah.
Other than that.
But also you would want glucose in that situation, not fructose anyway.
Yeah. So it's it's crazy that these are like labeled as like health drinks as well in a lot of places.
So I just had a quick look. Like a Pepsi has got about 38 grams of fructose in it. Mm-hmm. So if you are having multiple sugary drinks, you're eating processed foods like bakery items maybe that have got a lot of corn syrup in them, it isn't unreasonable to think that 255 gram limit might be reached. But again, this is putting it into context, because if you have a generally healthy balanced diet with 80% whole foods, your fruit here is not the problem.
In fact, it's a benefit, you know what I mean? Getting, yes. It's giving you lots of vitamins, minerals, lots of colour in your diet. I don't know, I'm going to ask Simon again to check this. Are we actually drawn to fruit as well because of the colour? I'm sure that's a thing that works, because it's really colourful, and we're drawn even more to colour from fruit because we know it's got...
This
could be complete bullshit.
All different fruits and vegetables, different colours indicate that they contain different micronutrients.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. So, for example, like orange fruits and vegetables all tend to contain similar kinds of nutrients. Purple contain different ones. So that's why they say eat the rainbow.
Yeah, I was about to say that eat the rainbow is like a really good... And that's because a lot of people's diets are just beige.
Yeah, or really, they just eat peas.
They just eat peas, yeah.
I'm thinking of my two-year-old. Oh, right.
Yeah, so like eat the rainbow and get lots of colour because, lots of vitamins, minerals, fibre. But again, I think this is the same thing. Like everything can be taken... out of context, or anything at an extreme can cause issues. Like if you drink too much water, you will drown and die. You know what I mean? Like it's as simple as water.
Yeah, because the dose is the issue, not the actual thing itself. Exactly. We're going to talk about water later, actually. Okay. Come on to that. Fruit, let's say you have a generally healthy diet and you're now worried like, oh, should I cut fruit out? Because that might be stopping me losing weight. It is not going to be stopping you losing weight if you're managing your overall calorie intake.
Yeah.
If you're eating 80% whole foods, you do not need to be stressing about your fruit.
And I think again, it's just like, it's just moderating your portions. So, if you're having, like, depending on the size of you as a person and how many calories you've got allotted for your goals, if you're getting like an extra large apple, an extra large banana, you're getting all these like, eating a full pineapple. Like, yes, could you like rack up your calories? Of course you could. You still need to moderate your portions.
Mm, actually, that's a really good point. I just want to raise some diet plans, inverted commas, say that fruit and vegetables are free.
Yes.
If you are genuinely trying to watch your calorie intake, you do want to count your fruit and vegetables. Now, I think the reason those plans say them is to encourage, like, let's get more whole foods into your diet.
Yeah.
They're free. Mm. Like, it creates the right mindset. But if you are trying to be in a calorie deficit, they're not free. They still have calories.
You can understand the reason behind it, because if someone eats more fruits and vegetables, they're typically going to be more satiated and fuller for longer, get more vitamins, get more minerals. But then that can work for some people, but then for others, they particularly like might get to a point where they get stuck and they don't know why, and it's because they're having a couple of hundred or 500 plus calories a day from fruit and veg, which they're not counting.
And particularly because they're considered like healthy foods, people say, well, I'm gonna balance out my pizza by having some fruit for my snack.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite work like that.
Or put pineapple on your pizza.
I don't want to start that debate. So basically, I think that from what Si's just found about why fruits are colorful, there's not
It seems mixed.
People don't really agree on it. But it's a nice theory.
But I think that just the general theme with a lot of it would be, like, don't have a beige diet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, try to have more colour in your diet.
Yeah.
And if you have got a lack of colour in your diet or a lack of colour in your fridge, maybe that's a good sign to be like, hey, maybe I'm going to start adding a bit more colour in there.
And fruit is a good way to do that.
Yeah.
So I know people love to have a guideline because... It's all very well saying in moderation or be generally balanced. But what does that actually mean? So the National Institutes of Health in America recommend about 100 grams a day of fructose. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
When we're looking about weight management. If you've got diabetes or other issues, then speak to your medical provider, because there might be certain guidelines that you might want to follow that are different. But for the general population, 100 grams of fructose is fine. And that's like 10 apples. And bananas.
Yeah.
But check your packaging if you're having processed foods, because that's where this is going to ramp up. It's not your fruit that's the problem.
If you didn't already know, we help women over 30 lose 30 to 60 pounds in under 6 months without restrictive diets, countless hours exercising, or any guesswork. Now, we do that through our world-class one-on-one personalized coaching. And if you qualify, we actually guarantee that you'll see results. Yes, we are that good. Now, if you'd like to find out more, you can click the link in the show notes below or go over to bodysmartfitness.com.